Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reiki Radio. My name is Yolanda Williams, and I am so happy to be here with you today. Before we get started, I just wanted to take a second to check in with everyone and ask you how your week has been. It seems like it's been a very interesting week for a lot of people, a lot of emotions running around this week, and it seems to get even more interesting as we get closer to the new moon, which is this Friday, and the new moon will be in Pisces. So anyway, just wanted to check in and see how everyone was doing. And, you know, I was thinking about it before we started the show because I'm actually feeling really good today, but I did feel a little off on Monday, which was actually awful timing because I was teaching that night. So I couldn't really allow myself to sit in what I was feeling, and I had to get it together for my class. And then yesterday, I was thinking a lot about how we show up in the world, regardless of what we may be feeling like. And, you know, there are a lot of people who wear their emotions on their sleeves, while other people do a really good job of maintaining a poker face. And either way, whichever way you do it, it's just really interesting the various ways that we do show up and our varied approaches. So one thing I wanted to point out is that when we are in a space where we can just let go and allow ourselves to connect with whatever it is we may be feeling, it can be very nourishing to the spirit. So if you did have a tough week or if you are having a tough day, be sure to take some time to take care of yourself. Do something that you enjoy, or even allow yourself a moment of, you know, solitude. Go take a walk. I personally love to float, which I've talked about a lot on the show. It's really relaxing and it's so peaceful, and I really do love that. But anyway, regardless of where you are today, if you're feeling happy, if you're feeling like you're in a space of confusion, I just want to take a second for all of us to give thanks for something in this moment. What is something that you are thankful for today? And then go ahead and take a nice deep breath and really settle into this space and settle into this moment. And even acknowledge the breath that you're taking, which is sustaining your life. And you can even give thanks for anything that made you smile today. And even if, you know, it required you to go back into your memory bank, that's perfectly fine too, because we can recycle our smiles and, you know, think about things, go back to memories that we really enjoyed and feel that feeling again. Okay. Now, before we jump in to today's topic, I do want to thank Deborah Lloyd, who was our guest on Reiki Radio last week. It was really such a pleasure to have her come and share with all of us. And if you did miss that episode, I do recommend that you go back and listen to it in the archives. She shared a lot of wonderful information with us, and she also wrote a book, which I'm currently reading. But she was just a lovely person. And again, if you missed it, you can go back in the archives to listen to the show. And you can also go to the Reiki Radio podcast, which is on iTunes, and you can access all of the shows that way as well. But today, we are going to talk about alignment. So, throughout today's conversation, I want you to consider where you may feel discomfort in any area of your life. And I want you to consider if you are in alignment with your heart and with your truth within that aspect of your life, or if the discomfort is just a result of your growth or transitioning into a new phase. Now, it's really interesting when we think about alignment. I hear this term a lot within the realm of metaphysical science and energy healing. A lot of times we talk about what we are aligning with, even aligning with certain vibrations and, you know, aligning with things that you may want to attract into your life. But when we are not aligned with our hearts or our truth, we may feel a sense of confusion, and we have those periods of feeling, you know, highs and lows as we are trying to negotiate what matters to us and what we desire and what we're going to do about it. All of this is really a process of transformation. You know, you are changing. Your life may be changing. So on a basic level, when you do experience this discomfort, give thanks for your growth or your change or for whatever it is you may be learning. Now, I understand that can be hard when we are in the thick of it. You know, we may not feel like it, or you're just consumed with whatever it is that you may be feeling. But of course, you want to keep in mind that the discomfort will pass and it'll move along a lot easier if you don't cling to it. It's all about your perspective. And I talk about that a lot on the show, but it really does matter. Now, one of the things I want you to keep in mind is that if you are seeking to understand yourself and your life, you're in the process of reconditioning simply because you are questioning things. So you want to make sure that you do acknowledge your efforts and acknowledge your progression. And I think I shared this with you before, but when I do fall into those spaces myself, sometimes I have to think back to where I was like a year prior or a few years prior. And you can think about things that you have overcome in the past, different phases of life where you may have felt confusion or stuck or some type of change. And it may have been very difficult within that moment, but you did get through it. And you did learn something, and you did have new opportunity, and you had opportunity to grow. So if you're there now, remember that you've been there before, and it's all part of your growth. So with that in mind, I just wanted to remind you that instead of resisting the shifts that we may be going through, sometimes it's better to connect with the discomfort to understand what it is that we may be releasing or understand what it is that we are trying to heal. And the good news is, of course, you know, you're not alone in this. We are all growing and we're all shifting in our own ways. So be mindful of comparison. Don't compare yourself to other people. You know, a lot of times when you feel like you're in a whirlwind, you don't want to look at someone else and envy them because they seem to be happy or seem to be in a good space. Believe me, they have their moments of discomfort too, just like you have your moments and experiences of joy. You are where you are in your process for a reason. And one of the other things that comes up a lot, sometimes we feel like we're being tested, or people will say, you know, I feel like I'm being tested. And, you know, that is an interesting way to look at it too. And I do know I've felt that many of times. And not that it's a bad thing. On this journey, a lot of the times where I've felt that I've been tested, it has resulted in me learning a really big lesson. But instead of looking at it that way, I want you to just consider each experience as part of the process and becoming aligned with your heart and recognition of your divine nature. So know in your heart that there is purpose in all things, in each part of your journey, even when it feels like it's challenging. And as you move forward, you'll look back and realize how much you've grown. And there's no doubting that. Like I said, you can look back and think about so many different experiences that you have overcome in so many ways that you have grown. Now, part of the stress that a lot of us face is trying to align with our purpose. You know, we've talked about this as well. What is my purpose? And again, there is purpose in all things. And as a collective, our purpose is evolution of consciousness. But your soul does have a mission. Now, maybe you came here to teach people. Maybe you came here to guide people, to protect other people. Some of you have come here to birth other people into this plane of existence. That's a huge mission. But we've all come here to be of service in some form. And each of us, regardless of which mission we choose, we aid in the overall purpose of the collective conscious evolution. Now, another thing that people talk a lot about nowadays is, you know, ascension and the ascension process. And there is a great awakening that's occurring. And many people, especially those who are very sensitive to energies, are feeling this on very deep levels. And for some people, there is a sense of confusion. And again, there may be some people that you see that are experiencing joy and you're like, what is going on with me in my space? But we're all at different stages at any given time. So one thing I want you to really understand is that there is a misconception that you are only aligned with your path when you're in a constant state of joy. Like, it's just so easy and you're flowing always in a state of joy. But this isn't true, because even our discomfort is part of our growth. It's part of our process of alignment. And it's part of how we learn and really do become more aligned with our heart and our truth. And think about it. If it were so easy all the time, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. There would be no need. You know, I want you to think of it this way. It's kind of like a teething baby, right? So when a baby is teething, they hurt because there's this new growth occurring as their teeth begin to break through their tiny little gums, but they do survive the discomfort. And their teeth, once in place, do serve a great purpose and must be cared for even when they come in, right? So in the same way, you are growing on all levels. And then even think about it, the baby teeth fall out and then there's new growth again. The process doesn't end, and not just in thinking of our physical growth, but you are growing spiritually. So when you do have these moments of discomfort, consider yourself like you're teething on a spiritual level. That's what's going on. So as you are in the process of your spiritual awakening or conscious reawakening, you may experience feeling out of alignment. And you know, sometimes it may be true, but you're also getting closer to understanding who you are and why you are here. It's for your greater good, and it requires your care and nurturing of yourself. Now, when we talk about alignment, there are really three main components to this that we're going to talk about today. So the first is trust, and then there is compassion, and also understanding. When I was thinking about the aspect of trust, I could hear one of my teachers, her name is Holly, and she always says, trust that all is right with you. So instead of looking at what is wrong with you, trust that all is right with you. And even trust where you are on your path in this very moment. There are lessons within each experience, and we have to trust in order to move forward, regardless if we know what's to come next or not. And then we have compassion. So we do have to remain compassionate towards ourselves, especially because there will be challenges which will be much easier to navigate without judgment and without self-sabotage. Again, you want to acknowledge your progression and honor the attempts that you make to reach understanding. Be compassionate with yourself. Be loving and forgiving of yourself. You are learning. And then the third part of your alignment is really going to be understanding. And in this sense, understanding is just to become self-aware. It's to recognize your divine nature. So, you know, yes, we do want to learn how to manifest with more ease, and we might want to tap into our psychic abilities and our healing abilities. We want to really learn how to connect with our spiritual gifts. But I have to tell you, all of that is really small in comparison to truly knowing and understanding what and who you are. And, you know, obviously this is said without judgment. I believe it does make sense that we would be excited and eager to connect with our gifts, because these tools really do open our minds to the possibility of our divine nature. You know, it makes us aware of being special or being gifted, or that we are divine, right? So whenever you are in doubt of where you are, or even of your progression, I want you to pause and acknowledge your growth. And when we think about those three keys to alignment, just stop and ask yourself, are you trusting your inner guidance? Are you showing compassion towards yourself and where you are? And do you understand and acknowledge that you are divine? You are divine, just are like everyone else, all living things. We are all of divine nature. Now, if you listen to the show, of course, you know that I am big on connecting with our chakra energy for so many different reasons. A lot of it has to do with us understanding what we are holding within our field of consciousness, and a lot of it has to do with how we can identify these things for our own self-healing and growth. So just very quickly, for those of you who are familiar with the chakras, I just want to point out each one and the energy that you can connect with to become more aligned with your inner divine nature, or recognizing your divine nature. So I want you to just take a breath for a second. You can even close your eyes if you're not driving. Get in a comfortable position and sit with your spine as straight as possible, but be comfortable. And go ahead and inhale some new revitalizing life force energy. And exhale, release any tension, allow your shoulders to fall. Now bring your awareness to your root chakra at the base of your spine. And in that space, I want you to acknowledge yourself. Acknowledge that you exist, you have a presence, and you are here for a reason. So just breathe into that root chakra energy. Feel it open and expand as you just acknowledge your presence. And then take a breath and breathe your awareness up to your sacral chakra, right at your navel. And as you breathe into that space, feel your sacral start to open and expand. And connect with the energy of your ability to create. You are a creator. And also connect with your emotion and connect with the energy of forgiveness. So breathe into that sacral energy. Allow forgiveness to flow through that space. Connect with your ability to create. And then breathe up into your solar plexus right beneath your rib cage. And then start to feel your solar plexus begin to open and expand. And notice if your posture starts to shift. And in this space, really connect with the energy of your personal power. Acknowledge how radiant you are. And acknowledge that your light encourages other people to shine. So be willing to be seen. Connect with your confidence. And then breathe up into your heart center, at the very center of your chest, your heart chakra. And feel your heart begin to open and expand. And in this space, I want you to connect with your soul mission. Ask yourself what matters to you. What did you come here to do? What do you feel drawn to do? What resonates with your heart? Don't worry about how, just connect with what. What do you believe? What do you know in your heart that you are meant to do? And let that energy expand as you breathe into that space. And then breathe your awareness up into the center of your neck, into your throat chakra, and connect with the energy of your divine expression. And feel your throat chakra begin to open and expand. And connect to knowing that you have a voice and it matters. And let that energy just radiate out. And understand that your voice can be shared in many forms. It could be vocally, artistically. And let that energy expand. And then breathe your awareness up into your third eye, at the very center of your forehead. And breathe into that space and feel your third eye begin to open and expand as you connect with the energy of your divine knowing. Connect with trusting yourself. Trusting your inner guidance, your vision, and your intuitive knowing. Connect with the best solutions for yourself and acknowledge your perspectives and your stories. And then go ahead and breathe up into your crown chakra, about 6 inches above your head. And feel your crown chakra begin to open and expand. And connect to the energy of your divine understanding. Connect with knowing that everyone and everything is of divine creation. And then take a breath and feel all of your chakras from root to crown opening and expanding and radiating out into your auric field. And notice what this feels like as you align with the divine within you. And then go ahead and take another breath. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes, wiggle your fingers, your toes. If you have water near you, take a sip so that you can ground. Now, even practicing a short meditation like that can help you align more with yourself and with opening your chakra energy and becoming more aligned with your heart and with your truth and with divine understanding. So if you do want to practice that, of course, you can go back into the archives of the show and listen to that meditation again at any time. But it really is about connecting with yourself, learning who you are and what matters to you, and trusting that no matter where you are in your path right now, you're there for a reason. Now, before we go, I do want to remind you again that this Friday, which is in 2 days, the new moon will be in Pisces, but there will also be a solar eclipse, and it's the equinox, which only happens twice a year around March 20th, and then again, it's September 22nd. So this is when day and night are equal in length, and the sun crosses the plane of the Earth's equator. And then, of course, the energy of Pisces is very intuitive and emotional, and this energy supports you in daring to dream that all is possible, because it is. So with all of this powerful energy, it really is perfect timing to release, and, you know, we can take the idea of spring cleaning to a whole new level. And whatever you've been holding on to that no longer serves you, or whatever it is that has been causing you discomfort in your transformation, this weekend, you really want to allow yourself to connect with you and allow yourself to release and reconnect with how powerful and how capable you are, and acknowledge your choice in forward movement. Now, the new moon and this time in particular is very symbolic of new beginnings. So you do want to consider what it is that you want to begin. What do you want to create? So on Friday, in honor of all of this, I am going to host a free webinar, and it will include a guided meditation to help all of us release any stagnant energy and refill with our own light, and then choose our own powerful intentions of how we want to move ahead. So with that, if you haven't signed up for my newsletter yet, be sure to go to my website, which is yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com, and sign up for the newsletter today. And when you do sign up, you will receive access to my free moon manifesting workbook. And then I am going to email out the link to the webinar sometime tomorrow. But you will only have access if you are signed up for the newsletter. Another thing I want to point out, if you do sign up for the newsletter, if you don't notice an email within your inbox within the first hour, check your spam or junk folder. just to see if it went there, because sometimes that happens. So again, the event on Friday will be free, and even if you can't attend it live, it will be recorded, so you'll have access as long as you're registered. So again, my website is yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com. And make sure you're signed up, and I will talk to you all on Friday. I hope that you have a beautiful evening. And as always, I'm very thankful that I have the opportunity to share this space with you, to share with all of you here on Reiki Radio. And I look forward to exchanging with you next week. So on that note, I'm going to go. And remember to always journey in love.